This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Rescue workers act feverishly, attempting to find survivors in a Pakistani crash of two trains. At least 40 are dead and more than 100 injured after the collision in South Pakistan on Monday. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both trains. They fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Foreign Minister Fawad Chowdhury said in a statement, "It is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects are being investigated." The U.S. Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking on Monday. The administration hopes to announce the additional anti-corruption efforts. This comes along with Kamala Harris visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president. Harris has been tasked by President Joe Biden with addressing the root causes of the spike in migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Supreme Court could announce as soon as today whether it will hear a case involving the Military Selective Services Act, which requires men to register for the draft. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has this report.
Businesses are being asked to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the draft when they turn 18. The registration requirement is one of the few remaining instances in which federal law treats men and women differently. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Women's Rights Project, Rhea Tabak-Omar, says it sends a harmful message that women are less fit than men to serve the country, and that men are less fit than women to stay at home as caregivers. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This